From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and in this half hour of the program, we're going to focus on a few of the specific things President Bush laid out this week in his new strategy for Iraq. From Baghdad, we'll hear about how the Iraqi government is struggling to revamp its de-Ba'athification program, as the U.S. has demanded. We'll also talk about the president's language on Iran and what that may foreshadow. First up, more reaction to the new plan. On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates have heard some harsh criticism, not only from Democrats, but from some Republicans, too. Public opinion polls show strong opposition to sending more troops and a belief that it won't do any good. The White House insists none of this was unexpected. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The White House spin today is that the loud bipartisan criticism coming from Congress on the president's new Iraq plan is not as bad as it may seem. Here's Press Secretary Tony Snow.
I mean, you knew going in that there was going to be opposition, and you knew that a lot of people had made public statements about the commitment of additional forces to Iraq. But on the other hand, what we now expect is people actually look at the plan.
When it was pointed out that members of Congress have indeed had 2 days to look at the plan and have also had the chance to hear directly from both Secretary Rice and Secretary Gates, Snow persisted, saying he's not sure they've been able to look at all aspects. The same with the general public, says Snow, but polls underscore just how big a task the president has as he presses his case. A new Associated Press Ipsos poll says 70% of Americans oppose a U.S. troop increase in Iraq. Mr. Bush's overall public approval ratings are also at new lows. Also today, the White House is trying to head off concerns about one particular passage in the president's Wednesday night speech, the part where he issued a warning to Iran and Syria.
These two regimes are allowing terrorists and insurgents to use their territory to move in and out of Iraq. Iran is providing material support for attacks on American troops. We will disrupt the attacks on our forces. We will interrupt the flow of support from Iran and Syria. And we will seek out and destroy the networks providing advanced weaponry and training to our enemies in Iraq.
The president then said he'd ordered an additional carrier strike group to the region. Many analysts read that as a threat of military action, but today Tony Snow called all this rumor and urban legend.
This notion that somehow what the president was announcing was a precursor to planned military action, a planned war against Iran, that's just not the case.
It's been that kind of week at the White House, defending a buildup in Iraq while denying plans to broaden the conflict even further. In both cases, the White House is asking for trust from a Congress and an American public that is increasingly doubtful. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.